Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Treasury Department is moving to eliminate beneficial ownership reporting requirements for most U.S. small businesses, including about 230,000 farms. The reporting requirements were created under the Corporate Transparency Act passed by Congress in 2021 that was meant to combat crimes such as money laundering. RCAF USA has been working to restore mandatory country of origin labeling in the beef industry, and even though the Farm Bill failed to pass out of the Senate, MCOL is gaining traction as it was included in the legislation as an amendment, according to CEO Bill Bullard.
The Meat Institute recently published what we call an advocacy paper disguised as an economic study. And really all it was that the authors on behalf of the Meat Institute inputted data that was beneficial to the packers, and that helped to inflate the potential cost of cool. And that had somewhat of a chilling effect on members of Congress.
Out of the 24-member committee, the vote was 17-6 in favor of the MCOL amendment.
The Senate Ag Committee will have to come back, hopefully in September, after the recess, and take it up and pass the full bill. But very importantly, the text of the Farm Bill now has mandatory country of origin labeling in it as an amendment. And that's a huge win for producers and consumers. So we're very pleased.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.